Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations, from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you're a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room. Because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester. 5
Good evening and welcome to the Family Room on Radio Africana UK, the show
that focuses on parenting, children, and family life with an African art and a global voice. My name is Faye Kemi, and I'm really glad you're spending this time with me tonight, especially when the Super Eagles of Nigeria are playing with their Egyptian, you know, counterpart. Whether you're listening from the UK, Canada, the US, and somewhere in Europe, or even back home in Africa, this conversation is for you. And you know, last week we talked about goal setting, family planning, and also planning with the children. And today Thomas actually dived into that really last week, Saturday. If you still want to catch up on what we talked about goal setting, you know, as a family in 2026, just go to my YouTube channel and then you have, just watch. Tonight's topic is one that connects, you know, so many of us, especially people that living, that have migrated from the continent of Africa or Asia or some other part of the world to Europe, to UK, to Canada and the US. And that topic is raising children between two worlds. Culture, we're going to be talking about identity, and we're also going to be talking about belonging, yes. So if you're a parent who migrated from Africa or the Caribbean or Asia, if you are raising children who speak differently, think differently, and live differently from how you grew up, yes, how we grew up, you know, then please stay with me. This is not a lecture. It is a conversation, and this is also a shared experience. And of course, later in the show, I'll open the telephone lines so you can share your own story, your struggles, or even your win. And remember, if you want to join us on the show when we open the telephone lines, you call us on 0161-222-9960. And if you're not in the UK, remember to add +44 before 161. And also you can call in also on our WhatsApp studio WhatsApp number, that's 0744-881-1570. Remember, if you're not in the UK, to add +44 before number 7. And of course, follow me on my TikTok. I'm live on TikTok, and everyone on TikTok, I want to welcome you again to another Saturday. Thank you for always joining me. I always appreciate it. I don't take it for granted. You guys are awesome. And if you're on Facebook, thank you for joining me first time on Facebook Live. Yay! And later in the show, I'll open the phone line so you can share your own story, your struggles, or even your wins. Remember to follow Radio Africana on TikTok, follow Radio Africana on Instagram, and also on Facebook. If you're a brand manager or an advertiser and you're listening to me live or you watch after the show, remember to buy into Radio Africana, where you have non-stop Afrobeats music and also great content. So we are going to go on a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to dive straight into it. I'll be talking about living between two worlds. So I'll be right back after this break. Don't go away.
The grass is greener on the other side. That's what I thought before I took the ride. I burned my bridges so I'd never look back. But if I had known the life I was searching for was looking me right in the eye, oh. If I had known the life I was searching for was already my own. Yeah. ground. That's what I found when I took the ride. I realized the mountain I've been climbing is nothing but a new. I didn't know I already had the answers. No, I didn't know.
Welcome back. This is still the family room where we talk about parenting, children, and of course, family life. Let's talk about what it really means to raise children between two worlds. Of course, many of us left home with big dreams, left the big cars, left the Owambe parties, you know, left the drivers, you know, chauffeur driven drivers on Todd Milan Bridge. I know some people can relate. Left better education, safer environment. That one as K-Leg. More opportunities, I would say. If you open your eyes well, anywhere you are in the world, there are a lot of opportunities. So if you are in Europe, you're in UK, you're in Canada, and someone is telling you no, because you left Africa, there are more opportunities in Africa and there are fewer opportunities in Europe and UK, you know, in the Western world, just tell the person you're joking, because there are opportunities everywhere. It's as far as you can see, as far as you can see. So if you don't see the opportunities, you won't take it. So, but what we didn't always prepare for was how much parenting would change. Yes, I can relate, you know, coming into the UK and my second child was not up to 10 years old and I received the shocker of my life. I knew about it before I moved into the UK that time, but that shocker was the fact that, you know, have to do drop off and pick up before she turned 10. When she turned 10, you know, I felt like killing a cow, you know. So it changed. It was a different world for me, because back home, the driver is there, my mom is there, you know, we had a maid, you know, those luxury and all that. So it was kind of funny for me, you know. But back home community, and you know, back home community raise the kids, the children. We have the grannies coming in, we have the small aunties, we have cousins, you know, we have nieces that are grown up and they come to help, you know. But here, it's often just you and maybe your partner figuring things out alone. A lot of people have stories. So like I said, we're going to open the telephone lines. If you've got stories, so you just call in and you share your own stories. So, and then of course, another thing aside the fact that community raised the children back home, you know, in Africa, in Asia, and also the Caribbean. But here, so you talk about respect, you know. Back home, respect was unquestioned. You know, you see someone coming. Even here, you know, I see a lot of great kids. You're coming and they stay. I see a lot of great kids. They see you at the bus stops here. You want to go into the public bus or train. They tell you, go on. They just tell you, go on and all that. It's not as if they won't stand up for you to sit down anyway, no matter how old you are and all that. But maybe very, very few exceptions, you know, stand. But here, children are encouraged to question everything. They will say, why? Go and sleep. Why? Don't eat this thing. Why? Do you know, they will ask you questions. And sometimes as parents, we found ourselves asking quietly, am I losing my child to this new culture? Or am I holding on too tightly to the old ones? For some people, I would say that maybe you might be holding tightly to the old culture, you know, because the new culture here is that you have to understand your child, you have to understand their temperament, you have to understand their emotions, you know, you can't just bully them, you can't just, you know, talk to them. I know we don't bully the children, but then, you know, you can't, everything you have to explain. Why they need to sleep early. For my own children, they were used to sleeping early. I don't even think kids here in this part of the world sleep early. But my own kids are used to sleeping early. Bedtime is 7:30. Maybe after they say their prayers and sometimes read the Bible. Sometimes they feel like not reading it. But I know that it's something that they do often. You understand? So, and you know, when you look at storytelling moments, is also different. I once spoke to a mother who said, my daughter came home from school and said, Mom, please, do you speak your language when you drop me off? Don't speak your language, I mean, when you drop me off, you know. That was for someone. That sentence, you know, broke the mom's heart. Like, but behind, it wasn't rejection, it was fear. But why would a child not be proud of their identity? Not be proud of where they belong to? You know, let people know who you are. You understand? So fear of standing out or fear of being different. You are an African, you are from the Caribbean, you are an Asian. Be proud of who you are. And to all parents out there that are listening, you know, you need to just not force it, but make your children understand and know their identity and appreciate their identity. Even some parents, you know, don't even appreciate their own identity. You know, they don't appreciate it. And that's when we must pause, you know, and not punish the children when they say things like that. And, you know, another thing is that for our children, we need to always talk to them, let them understand who they are, because when they understand who they are, they will not be bothered about what other people say, you know, or whatever. I remember one day my daughter came back from school and she told me because there's something going on here in the UK, and then she said one of our classmates said it in class that she does not want to understand their own idea, does not want to understand what they believe in. You know what my daughter, because my daughter already know what to say, my daughter said, don't force your own belief on me, because I'm not forcing Christianity on you. So if you believe in a particular kind of relationship, don't force it on me. I like you, because when they started saying, no, you're discriminating, you're doing this, she said, no, I'm not discriminating. So if you don't take Christianity from me, then don't force what you believe about relationship, because my own Christianity does not tell me that relationship is this way, because what is in my Bible, this is what it is. So, but if it's a child that does not understand from the home, so that means that child will back down and give in to pressures. And that is why you see a lot of children from our part of the world coming to this part of the world and they join it. It's like, if you can't beat them, you join them. No. So we as parents, we have a lot of things to do. And at this point, really, I want to hear from you. Have you ever felt that tension between preserving your culture and helping your child fit in? Have you ever felt that tension? So you call us on Radio Africana line. I said you can call us on 0161 222 9960. If you remember, I said just +44 if you're not in the UK. And remember to follow Radio Africana, follow me for Ikemi Bangwishi on TikTok, follow me also on Facebook for Ikemi Adeyemi Bangwishi. And thank you to everyone that is on TikTok and also on Facebook Live joining us. You can also message us. When I come back after this short break as well, I'm going to start reading messages. Some people have started sending in some of their messages. Some people have started sending in messages to us. So I'm going to start reading those messages from all over the world. As long as we have people ready to call in, we are ready for you. Share your story, share your experience, and we'll be right back after this music break. Don't go away.
You're listening to Family Room with Fayikemi on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm so happy to be back to announce. I know a lot of people already saw it. Nigeria had 4 goals after the penalty shootout. Oh, I'm so happy. At least we've got one, even if it's a bronze medal. Yeah, I'm so happy. At least I remember the last match against the host country. I went under my duvet, actually, when that penalty started. And the first player, the Moroccan player, lost his goal, you know, the ball. So I just had to go under my duvet. But I'm so happy. Congratulations, Nigeria. Yeah. So you're welcome back to the Family Room, where we talk about parenting, children, and family life. We're not talking about sport, but I'm just excited. At least we're going with home with a medal. Congratulations to the Super Eagles of Nigeria. And next time, I believe that you do better. So we're going to be talking about identity, because our children are asking silent questions. They're asking, who am I? They're asking, where do I belong? They're asking, why am I different? Why is my skin color different? Why is my head different? Why is my nose different? Why is my hair color different? So a lot of children are asking those questions. So for some children, it is silent. So, but it also depends on how we coach our children. So thank you for everyone that is joining me live on TikTok. I don't have any guests in the studio today on online, so I'm all by myself. And then, of course, encouraged by you, Twebi. Yes, Twale, you said all hands are up. My own hands are up. Thank you for joining me on Facebook, Victor, Douglas, and also Remy Olatunde. Thank you for joining me on Facebook. So we're talking about identity now. So some children feel too African for the West. I would say, if you're a child, if you're a teenager or a youth, or if you're a parent out there, just give your children, just give them a nudge, any child closer to you, so they are not too African if the Westerners to go to the Africa, they might feel the same way, or too Western for the home. Sometimes the children are confused, because when they get back home too, if you take them back home, they feel like, oh, why? Some people might start telling them, why are you talking this way? Why are you doing this? I'm Oyibo, you know, let me just say it in that, you know, that dialect, that British child or Americana child. So, and some children will start feeling not enough of anything. So, but I want to say, as a parent, just keep encouraging your children. Keep encouraging them. You know, it is just something that, you know, you just have to keep doing to them, you know, talking to their psyche, so that they don't feel left out, you know. And as regards language, let them also feel that they don't need to regret, or they don't need to fear speaking their own language. You understand? And when children don't feel grounded, they search elsewhere. When they don't feel grounded, so that means right from home, we need to keep talking to our children. By the time you tell your child you are fearfully and wonderfully made, God made you in your own image, you know, you are beautiful, you are handsome, nobody will... they will not get anywhere. When you keep pumping into their head, they won't go anywhere, and someone will tell them they are ugly, or they are monkeys, or they are this, they are that, they look like lizard. You know, they will not feel bad about it, because they know that is not their identity. They know that is not who they are. So let's just keep talking to our children. So I've got some messages. Remember, if you want to call in, to call on that studio number. And of course, I've got some messages. I've got Amina from Canada, and she says, thank you for this topic. My kids were born here, and sometimes I struggle to help them understand where we come from. This show is healing. Yes, you need to keep... I remember my brother in the US 2 years ago. Yes, that was after Christmas in 2023. She said before Christmas, she said, sis, I'm taking my children to Nigeria. They've never been to Nigeria before. I told him, no, 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 no. He said, no, I'm taking them. How can my son ask me if we eat jollof rice? What kind of... I said, no, please don't take them. Don't take them. He said, I'm going to take them. And then he just dusted their passport, took their American passport, got the Nigerian passport ready, took them home, and they really, you know, so that's another thing. If you have the time to take them out, if you, especially if you have given birth to them here, take time during Christmas time, take them out, understand, you know. Tell them, you can do storytelling as well. Tell them about where they are from. Always speak it to them. I know so many children that are born also in the UK and in the US, and you'll be shocked they speak their language. So for parents, I won't blame you. I won't say it's your fault, but to a large extent, it might be your fault. It will be your fault if you don't teach them, if you don't let them understand where they are from. So let me take another message from Michael in the US. It says, raising children here is very different from how I was raised in Nigeria. I'm learning to be patient with myself as a parent. You really have to be patient. Funke from Lagos, Nigeria says, even though I'm still in Nigeria, I relate so much. My sister abroad faces the same struggles with their children. And Joseph from UK says, my son says he feels British at school and African at home, and I'm learning not to force him but to guide him. You know, that thing really is funny. You know, sometimes you see these children, they are home and they don't speak. They don't speak, they don't use the British accent, but when they are in school, you just see a different child speaking, and you're wondering, the switch is so shocking. Nadia says, Canada, language is my biggest challenge. I regret not starting earlier, but I'm trying again. Yes, Nadia, just keep going. You know, you are not going to fail. You are not going to fail. We are all going to adapt. I can see Samuel from Ghana says, I love how you said it. We are not failing. We are adapting. That really touched me. Yes. We are adapting. Yes. Let me see. Rashida from the USA says, my daughter doesn't like traditional food anymore. I used to get upset, but now I understand it's about balance. That's a deep one. I can share an experience with you if you're listening to me, still listening to me on Facebook, on TikTok, if you are in wherever you are in the world and you have migrated to. Just the balance, like this person said, Rashida said, it's actually the most important thing. I've got a daughter. My older daughter does not like amala. Amala is that cassava flour that is darker in color. I would say black, brown, brownish. Then gari is the one that is cassava flour that is like creamy in nature. She said she does not like gari, the one that you used to make eba. But she likes, I'm talking about swallow now, for people that don't know, that you used to eat soup. So if you don't know, go on TikTok and go and search. You see different kind of food, you know, from Africa. But you can search amala. So if you don't know, so that you know what amala is and what eba is. So so she always tell me, don't make eba. Because she's someone that when I started taking care of her while she was younger, you know, I found out that she does not like to swallow things. So it's difficult for her to swallow eba, but she prefers amala. And I remember about 2 weeks ago when I said, I'm going to make eba. She said, no, mom, you know, I don't like eba. I can't swallow very well. I can't swallow it. I don't like it. I'll start chewing it. I'll prefer amala. What did I do? I just had to make the amala for her. So it's that balance. But don't force it on them. You can teach them to take a bite, to take a small portion. And then when they like it, yeah, you know, when they like the soup, yeah, you know, a taste of it. So let's talk about identity. Like I said, some children feel, like I said, they feel too African. And when children don't feel grounded, they search elsewhere. Like I said, they will go to their peers, they'll go on social media, they'll go on trends for validation. But if you tell them, if you keep talking to them and you keep telling them without force, they will understand. A teenage boy once said that when I'm with my parents, I feel too Western. And when I visit home, they say I'm not African enough. So where do I fit? That is, it's so shocking. You know, it's not rebellion. Some people will say it's rebellion. It's not. When your child comes home, I'm saying that you are too African. It's not rebellion. We have to just make them comfortable. You know, It's just that it's confusion, and our roles as parents is not to force identity, but to model pride, explain the history, and that's where the storytelling comes in. You have to explain the history. You are from this part of the world, and this is what we do. And, you know, give it to the Asians. They don't forget their identity. When their children are home, they speak their language. Give it to them. I know a lot of people on TikTok are nodding for that, and also on Facebook. Give it to the Asians, though. If you see an Asian family in the UK or in Europe or in America, they don't keep their language. They are so proud of it. When they see their children out, they speak their language. I'm so used to speaking my local dialect to my children, and I don't care. There was a time I was in the store, and when I spoke my local dialect to my daughters, and they answered me back in their own way. You know, the younger one, forget that one, we just speak it upside down. But when they answered, the guy just looked at them. I was like, he was shocked. Like, so they understand? I said, yes, they do. So we have to model pride. We have to explain the history. And of course, we have to now create that emotional safety. They have to be, our children have to be safe with us. It is when they are safe, when they feel safe with us, that is when they will not bother. They will not be afraid to tell people who they are. And have you noticed identity struggles in your child? Is it the accent? Is it the language? Is it the food? Is it the confidence? Please call in. Let's talk about it. Just call in if you can, and I'll read more messages. I'll read about 2-3 more messages, then we'll go on a short break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about what parents can do differently. So let me read a message from Peter from South Africa. Says, this conversation is so powerful. Thank you, Peter. Culture is identity, but love must always come first. So love must always come first, families, you know. Alima from Kenya says, I moved with my children 3 years ago. The loneliness and pressure are real. Thank you for saying we are not alone. Yes, Alima, you are not alone. And Olu from Ogun State, Nigeria says, listening from home, but this show speaks to all parents everywhere. It actually does speak to all parents everywhere, because even if you are in Africa, you need to continue to speak to your children, because it even in Africa you see some children also, you know, talking down on some children, talking them down and telling them no, look at you, look at your head, look at your nose, look at your clothes, look at the kind of clothes you're wearing, look at the kind of shoes you're wearing, look at me, look at I'm wearing designers and all that. So it's a whole lot of things. So what can parents do differently? So we'll go on a quick break right now for this music interlude, and then when we come back, we're going to dive into what we can do as parents. Remember to follow me on TikTok, follow Radio Africana also on TikTok, Instagram, and also on Facebook. We'll be right back after this quick break.
ni won nse ti won ba jale won wa tun fole e ga ku ye eni obi wa le pa lowo ke jo ke to wa ise buruku ni won nse ti won ba jale won wa tun fole e ga ku ye eni obi wa le pa lowo ke jo ke to wa e ga ku ye eni obi wa le pa lowo ke jo ke to wa.
You're welcome back. It's still the Family Room on Radio Africana UK, and I'm your host, Faye Kemi Bangbushi. We're live on TikTok. I'm live on TikTok. You can follow me on TikTok. That's FK Mighty. And of course, please go to my YouTube channel after the show. Like what I'm doing there, talking to families, talking to parents, and also talking to children. And of course, subscribe to my YouTube channel. And of course, I'm also live on Facebook. Thank you to my Facebook fans that have joined me live, and of course my TikTok fans. Thank you for being despite the fact that a lot of you had to watch Nigeria match, you still joined immediately I came live on the show. So we're going to be talking more about what parents can do differently. But if I want to go back to that music break, if you don't understand, it's fine. That's music. It's actually from one of the artists back then in Nigeria, and then it says that education is good, that parents please send me to school, give me quality education so that I'll become a better version of myself, I'll become better, you know. So that was what that lady said in that song, that, you know, children, and to every parent out there that are, I would say some are wailing, some are toiling. Because no matter the effort you put into it, you know, we do appreciate all the parents out there for the good work you're doing, sending your children to school, giving them quality education. And my prayer to all parents is that God will give you long life and give you sound mind, because sometimes you could have a long life and not have a sound health and a sound mind to enjoy the fruit of your labor. But I pray today for every parents listening out there that God will give you sound mind, sound health, and long life to enjoy. And not only that, your children will not forget you. They will not forget you because of that love that you have for them. Now let's move from reflection to action. You've thought about it, oh my children. So now let's move to that action. So here are some practical ways parents can support children raised between cultures. You know, you are living in America, you are living in the UK, you are living in Europe, you're living in Canada. How does school, so you need to talk, don't assume. You need to have time where you sit back with them and you talk to them. You know, recently I sat down with my daughter because she changed school, my younger daughter, and I asked, how is it now, and all that. She told me everything about it. So how does school make you feel? Ask them questions. Do you ever feel different? Ask them. It is when you ask, when you probe further, that they will tell you. But if you 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, and you've not had time to speak to your children about how they are week went, I'm sorry, it's a no-no for me. So if you have not spoken to your child Monday to Friday, and today is Saturday, if you are on an evening shift, I don't care whatever shift you are, just send a message to your child. Say, I love you. How was your week? You tell me when I get back tomorrow morning. And take time. It won't take so long. 10 minutes, 15 minutes of your time. Even tell the child to come on the bed, lie down and tell you. Sometimes I'm asking my children, they know me, like a fire brigade approach. So how was your day? So blah, 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 blah. But I've asked, they've told me. So, and sometimes when they tell me, Mom, I was telling you something, but you didn't listen. I try as much as possible to be a better parent, you know. So, and I believe I could feel you. You have to do the 9-to-5 job, or you have to do the 10 to 10 a.m. job. We understand, but you need to create that time. So also, you can ask them, what do you wish we understand better? Have you even asked your children, what do you wish you understand better? So your children are going on a midterm break. Start planning. For instance, my children are going on a midterm break. I've never taken off work during midterm break before, but this year I already planned it. It's already locked down, because that's the time I want to bond with my children. I want to bond with them. Not that I've never bonded with them, but maybe in the last 3 years, we've all been busy. Almost 4 years now, we've all been busy. And I'm always working when they're on midterm break. But this midterm, I said no. So this is, like Tunde said last time, I've started planning. My Easter holiday, I've booked it already. I've booked my Easter holiday, and that's when I'll be able to sit down with them and we can lie down on the bed together. And I'm going to come up with, you know, a lot of things. I will ask them when I'm doing that. Maybe in the morning on a particular day, we will not just leave the bed. We might stay there for just say anything you want to say. So that is just explain. So I know I've said talk, don't assume. Also explain culture. Don't just force it. Instead of because I said so, try. This is why this matters in our culture. Don't say because I said so. When you see people kneel down, don't say because I said so. When you see elderly people come in, stay on the side for them. Step aside, let them go first. No, don't say because I said so. Say it matters in our culture. You know, like I tell my kids now, because they can't kneel down again on the road because they've seen an elderly person. If they see those grandmas that are here, our African grandmas here, I tell them, go all the way down. But when you see my contemporaries and all that, you take a bow. I know you don't want to kneel down in front of 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 people, for instance, if we go to church, but take a bow. Let them know. It's a sign of respect from our own side. Take a bow. So I've said, talk, don't assume. Talk to your children. 2, explain culture, don't force it. Explain why we do the things we do. If you are from Asia, you're from the Caribbean, explain your culture to your children. Don't force it. Create cultural moment at home. Yeah, create cultural moment. My husband is very good at that. He creates more moments, you know. That cultural moment when he was saying, those days when my mom used to say, and then he would say some things in Yoruba and tell them to try and tell them the meanings and all that. So it could be food nights, you know. Sometimes he's making a particular meal and he would tell them what it is and how his mom used to ask him to do this and that. Music is also fun. Teach them your music. Play your music to them. Play your music for them. Let them listen to your music. You know, they are back here and they are listening to all manners of music. Go back home. If you like iLife music those days, play Ayila, Ayila, Omaniwura for them. Play Yusuf Olatunji for them. You know, play music that makes sense. And that's what we do on Family Room. We go back and we play those music from back in the days, like the one I played the other time. So, also storytelling, language, even if imperfect, language. Speak it to them. Let them speak it. Let them be proud of your language. So, and another thing, one day a father told me, he said, I stopped forcing my kids to speak our language. Instead, I started telling stories in it, and slowly now they ask questions. That was what one somebody told me. And now they ask questions. So go about, like this father says, storytelling. Tell your children different stories and all that. So also, what has worked in your home? What hasn't? If you have what has worked in your home and you want to call in. I know some people already dropped some messages. And of course, call us. Share your story. Your story could help another parent tonight. Let me read more. This is Maria from Mozambique. And she said, My children speak better English than our home language. I feel guilty, but I'm learning to start again. Yes, you can even go as far as getting someone like a language teacher from your home country, Maria, and tell them to start it. I have a friend that's been in the UK for about 20 years, and the first child is about 17 years now, and that was what he did. He got someone to start teaching them the local language. Chinedu from UK says, I wish my parents had conversations like this when we were growing up. Thank you for breaking circles. Thank you, Chinedu. We do appreciate. Aisha from Canada says, my child feels embarrassed when I speak out a language in public. I'm learning to respond with understanding. And David from USA says, this shows reminds me to listen more and lecture less. Yes, lecture less. I used to be a lecturer too. But now I try to listen more. I would say I listen more. I don't want to lie. I tried, because sometimes my children will say, Mom, I told you. I said, when did you? Yes, I told you. When the other person is telling me, yes, you did, then I'm shocked. So try to listen more. I hope I got that right, from Ghana. Says, children need explanation, not fear. This message is important for our community. Yes, it is actually important. Fatwa from UK says, I'm learning to let my children ask questions about culture without shutting them down. Thank you, Fatwa. Thank you. Grace also from Kenya says, identity struggles are real for our kids. Thank you for giving parents a voice tonight. I'm going to go back live on TikTok after the show. We'll finish the show at 7 o'clock, and then at 7:30 I'm coming back live on TikTok so that you can join me back on TikTok, and then I'm going to bring some people that are going to join, and we're going to talk about it. You know, if you want to join me on TikTok live also, for us, especially people that don't want to call in. Today from Lagos, Nigeria says, this topic should be taught in parenting classes. Very relatable. Thank you, Tunde. And M4 from South Africa says, our children are global citizens, but they still need roots. Thank you for reminding us. Thank you very much. When we come back, we're going to come back to encourage our parents. We're going to then wrap up on reflections. So we're going to go on a quick break again. And when we come back, we do reflection. We encourage ourselves before we close the show. Thank you.
There was good and evil. We chose good. Why raise the time of the Most High? Sons of men. The rich man's wealth is in the city. Yeah. Destruction of the poor is his poverty. Lord, destruction of your soul is vanity.
Welcome back. It's still the Family Room on Radio Africa, and I'm your host, Fikemi Bangbushi. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about raising children into, you know, between two worlds, different culture and all that, especially people that migrated into UK, into the different parts of Europe, into Canada, into the US, you know. It's just knowing how to balance it for our children so that they are not confused when they go back home, and they are also not confused now that they are here or they were born here. So that every child will understand. So, and as we begin to wrap up, I want to speak directly to you as a parent. I want you to know you are not failing. I want you to know you are adapting. like somebody also reminded me when I said that raising children between two worlds is not actually easy, but it is powerful. It's actually very strong because it makes them better, because they understand now. My kids understand, you know, the culture in the West and all that, why they do what they do, and they understand why we do what we do. My kids are not confused. So I want to say, please, you are not failing. If your children are still confused, you can start now. From this night, you can start. If you're at work, send a message to them. Tell them you love them. Tell them when you come back, you're going to tell them that story. Remember that turtle story. Remember that story of the lion and whatever animal. Tell them. Tell them the reason behind the story. So your children are learning resilience and empathy and global awareness because of you. And you don't need to get everything right. Yes, parent. All you just need to do is to stay present. Your child does not need you to be perfect. They don't need you to be safe. They need you to just listen. Parents, that is what every child needs. Listening skills. Our children are like customers. If you don't have good listening skills, you will miss it. You will miss what they want. You know, like if you go to every customer desk, if you are behind the desk and you're talking to a customer and the customer is asking something, if you don't have good listening skills and you do not listen, you will not know what that customer wants. You will not be able to provide a solution to it. You'll not be able to do anything for that customer. You'll not be able to solve problems. So we as parents, our number one role is also to solve problems for them. And sometimes those problems can be emotional, not really financial. So it's not just only people that have migrated. If you are in Africa, you can't still make the same mistakes if you don't talk to your children, if you don't listen to them. Your children does not need to be perfect. You to do does not need to be perfect. So thank you, I want to say, for spending quality time with me on the Family Room. Remember, take it away that it is listening to your children that is most important. Next week, I'm going to bring in a guest on the show, and she's going to say a lot of things about this thing that we've spoken about and much more about how we can raise our children and teach them. You know, a lot of children have different talents and different skills. That is what we're going to be talking about next week. So for people that have joined me live on TikTok, I want to say thank you. On Facebook, I want to say thank you. Gloria, yes, I saw your email. I'm just bouncing back now. I'll respond to your email. I was told that you were going to send a mail, but I'll check. Adiagbo, thank you. Moses Dari, thank you. Until next time, honor your roots, nurture your children, and remember, you are doing better than you think. So I want to say good night, everyone, for joining me here on Family Room today on Radio Africana. If you're an advertiser out there, remember to buy into Radio Africana, where we have non-stop Afrobeat music and content that speaks to everyone. Bye for now.
Love you so. Be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no.
When your friends bring you down
and they drag you through the dirt,
and when nobody's around,
they'll carry you through the hurt. Just remember that
on the ground.
When your face is on the ground.
When
Just remember.
Go so far, cause anything I get now for me and you.